Twins and the Brewers Monday. Paul Molitor's troops have not won back-to-back games in a month.
And hard to right center field. Buxton over. Off the end of his glove.
Braun will try for three. Dozier's throw to third is on target. The tag. He is out at third. A near spectacular catch. Turns out to be a fun play anyway. E6 prolongs the inning.
Brewers have a chance to do some damage here. Into center field. Down for a hit. It'll score another run. And now Buxton overruns the ball.
Another error leads to the Brewers' third run.
4-3 Milwaukee. Broxton has homered and doubled. Breaking ball, strike three.
Locked him up. Leadoff man is on. Twins down by one. Now Rosario.
Driven to right center field. And it's over the head of Santana.
Escobar's going to try to score. We're tied at four. Rosario's about 30 feet off the bag at third.
There's nobody holding him on.
And a balk. Right on kill, Rosario drawing the balk on Drake, and the Twins have the lead.
Excellent job by Eddie Rosario.
Twins now with four errors.
Tying runners in scoring position.
The 1-2, grounded to third, Adrianza fields. He sets, he throws, ball game over. Twins rally again, this time against the Crew.
It took a go-ahead balk in the eighth inning, but the Minnesota Twins have won back-to-back games for the first time in exactly 1 month as they came back to beat the Brewers on Monday 5-4. Here is Minnesota skipper Paul Molitor.
Really a good win, I thought, tonight. Good atmosphere in the ballpark, you know, with the Brewer fans traveling. And, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot there early when some of the miscues, things we've been able to avoid for the most part, but they piled up and, you know, they took advantage. You know, they instead of getting off the field, they put a three spot up there. But, you know, we hung in there. A lot of good at-bats, the two-out rally with some walks, and Polanco getting the big hit. He had a good night with the bat again, which is really encouraging for us. It's a big lift. But, you know, it was just one of those games where we had to stick with it. You know, we had to mix and match a little bit through the latter stages, but everyone did their job, and we were able to take the first game of the four-game set.
You're scoring runs without Sano out there right now, and you mentioned Polanco 4-for-4. Rosario has been hot. How's nice to see some depth in the lineup?
Yeah, well, it helps. You know, you try to spread it out. That's when you go the best as collectively, when everyone's contributing. You know, I think for Rosie, who's gotten a lot of big hits for us, that ball, he hit that ball well to right field. Was maybe a little bit misjudged, but we took advantage. You know, you don't win a game on a ball call very often either. You know, they gave him a lot of room with the shift formation, and he was able to give him a little false start there, and then we got a little bit of a buckle, and guys were paying attention. So it was kind of an exciting way to add that fifth run on.
What did you see from Irv tonight?
You know, I thought he was good. He threw a lot of really good pitches. You know, the two sliders that he hung happened to be to Broxton, and he took advantage of both. You know, there might have been a couple other where he might have got away with, but that, you know, the home run and then the ball off the wall in right field. We got a little unlucky there. The ball got trapped on the lower part of the wall instead of kicking off where we might have had a chance on the relay. But, you know, made a lot of good pitches. But, you know, coming off the complete game at 110, you know, we didn't want to push it too far tonight. You know, he did a good job of minimizing the damage control there. I don't know how many runs he ended up with, but, you know, he got through six.
It's closer by committee right now, but Belisle back-to-back has done a nice job for you.
You know, you can't say enough about how he's pitched when he was, you know, bridging us to Brandon, or now getting a chance to do some things a little bit later in the game. But, you know, you can tell that it's a little different for him. But, you know, he's got pretty good moxie out there and composure. You know, the two-out double didn't faze him too much. I thought he made really quality pitches to get the last out.
Tonight as he had the entire month of July. Has he found something at the plate in the last few days?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to measure, you know, where he's going to go. We talk a lot about the mindset, you know, of every day you come out here, it's the first day of the rest of the season type deal. And, you know, he didn't get to play there for a while. And I thought it was an opportunity to just kind of let him watch and slow the game down and think about some of the things that have gotten him here in the first place. You know, to get a couple of hits, you know, on the road trip and then followed up, even though they were, you know, one here, one there, the first couple of games and in the last series. You know, it starts to, we talked about last night, you know, he's gotten a little bit of that, just the physical appearance of looking like he belongs again, where for a while, you know, he felt, you could tell that he was just searching for an identity up here as a major league player.
The Twins send Edilberto Mejia to the mound on Tuesday. He'll be opposed by Matt Garza.